Bible Stories by Donnell and Carolyn Nave, Their Food in the Desert. When the children of Israel had reached the other side of the Red Sea, did they go on their journey, Mama?
They did, my dear, but I am sorry to say they were not so good and not so grateful to their Father in Heaven for all His kindness to them as they ought to have been. One would have thought that after He had taken care of them in such a wonderful manner, they would have loved Him more than ever before and have trusted Him. He would still preserve and keep them and supply their every wants. But no, they had gone only a little ways further when they reached a part of the wilderness where the water was to be found. They went forth in 3 days without finding any cool spring to quench their thirst. For as it was a hot and dry sandy desert they were passing through, the water is always very scarce in the desert countries. At last, to their great joy, they came in sight of a stream. But when they had tasted it, they could not drink it, for the waters were bitter. But God was so good to them now in their time of distress that He showed Moses the tree, which when it was cast into the waters, it made them sweet. And though the children of Israel had plenty of water to drink.
And when they had left this place, Mama, were they as badly off for water again?
Yes. Sometimes afterwards, they were in a very great trouble for want of water. And the man and the woman and their dear little children were all ready to die for want of something to drink.
Why did they not pray to God, Mama? And perhaps He would have heard their prayer and sent them to some spring they had not seen before.
Moses did go and cry unto the Lord, my dear child, and the Lord heard his prayers and told him to take a stick in his hand and go strike a rock a little ways off, for that if he did so, water should come out. Moses did not stop to ask how this could be and how the stream of clear, fresh water could come out of a hard rock. He knew that God could do anything. He went at once and struck the rock, and a vast torrent of water gushed forth in a moment. To the great joy of the people who crowded around it with their children and cattle and rested their weary limbs while they drank of the cool stream.
And had the children of Israel plenty to eat, Mama, during their long journey?
Once, my love, they were very sadly off for a want of bread, for all that they had bought with them was eaten up. There were no corn fields in the desert, and no flour or rice was to be had. Then they were so foolish and nasty as to complain and murmur to Moses for having bought them out of Egypt. And some of them even began to wish they had not left again. But their heavenly Father still supplied their wants by sending large flocks of birds called quails, which came in migration numbers every evening into their camp and which could be cooked for food. He also told Moses that he would send them bread from the heavens. This bread from heaven was called manna. God sent it down fresh every morning, and the children of Israel went out of their tents with their jugs and baskets and picked up enough at a time to last them for one day. For if they kept it, any of it after the day on which it was picked up, it was not good to eat.
What was the manna like, Mama?
It had a sweet taste, my dear, and was like wafers made with honey. When the people first saw it lying about on the ground, they did not know what it was, for it looked like a hoar frost, which you sometimes see on the grass in the winter mornings. And Moses said to them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given to you to eat." He also told them that they were to gather enough on the sixth day of the week to last them to the Sabbath. For on that day, which we call Sunday, you know, they were to rest from their work and did not pick up any. God ordered it that the double portions which they picked up on the sixth day was good on the Sabbath.
Oh, I know why they were not to pick it up on the Sunday, Mama. Because that is God's holy day. You know, my little hymn says, "This day belongs to God alone. He chooses Sunday for his own. And we must neither work nor play, because it is the Sabbath day." This is the reason that you like us to read our Bibles and hear about Jesus Christ and heavenly things, instead of walking in the fields or playing with our toys on Sunday. How very good God was, Mama, in giving the children of Israel all they wanted. I think they ought to have loved him more.
Allah, my child, very few people love God as they ought to. Does not the great God send us bread from heaven? But do we love him as we ought? Does he not cast the corn to the ground when it is sown in the ground and send rain to water it and make it spring up, and then the warm sun to ripen it and make it fit for us? No, not a single ear of wheat would grow if God did not make it, nor a bit of bread could you and dear little Emily and Fanny have for your breakfast if your heavenly Father did not cause the corn to grow. Therefore, every time you sit down to a meal, my dear, you should thank God for all the blessings he has given you and praise his holy name.